Title: Playbook for FX Chain with Jungle Swing and Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a repeatable playbook for taking a clean break and turning it into a swinging, rolling jungle drum engine in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. The big promise here is this: we're not going to get swing by just cranking a swing knob and calling it a day. We're going to build swing as a system. Groove pool for the macro feel, then micro timing, then velocity design. After that, we'll build a parallel effects chain that behaves like an instrument: clean for clarity, crunch for density, air for depth, and an optional smack lane when you want extra transient pop. Finally, we'll resample so you stop tweaking and start finishing. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's right in the modern jungle and TNB pocket. Now take your break sample, an amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like, and drop it onto an audio track. Before we slice, a quick warp note. For breaks, start in beats mode, preserve set to transients. If it gets clicky, try preserve at 1/16th or 1/8th. And if you're going to be finger drumming or tracking, turn on reduced latency when monitoring in the options menu. It just helps the whole system feel tighter. Now slice like a producer. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, and make sure it creates one slice per transient marker. Cool, you've now got a drum rack with your break split across pads. This matters because now the groove is driven by MIDI. That's the secret door. If you only warp the audio, swing can feel like an overlay. When you swing the MIDI that triggers slices, it starts to feel performed. That's the bounce. Now let's build jungle swing. Open the groove pool. Add a groove, try MPC 16 swing anywhere around 57 to 63 as a starting range. You can use SP style grooves too. The exact groove isn't the magic, it's how you apply it. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip that's triggering the slices. Set bass to 1/16th, timing somewhere around 60 to 75%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 2 to 6%. Now, here's the teacher moment. Groove pool gets you in the neighborhood. Micro timing is how you get the right house on the right street. Go into the MIDI clip. Think and rolls. Your main kickish hits and your main snare, especially on beats 2 and 4, those are your anchors. Keep them close to the grid, like plus or minus a few milliseconds. If your main snare starts drifting late, your whole track starts feeling drunk instead of rolling. Then your ghost snares, those can sit late. 8 to 20 milliseconds late is a real world range where jungle starts to talk. Hats and little shaker slices, try alternating them slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds on offbeats, so they lean into the pocket. And here's a classic jungle move, a tiny pre-snare drag. Take one little ghost hit right before the snare and push it early by 5 to 10 milliseconds. Not louder, just earlier. That little skitter before the snare is a huge part of the feeling. Also, don't get obsessed with milliseconds. In live, use alt or option drag to nudge notes finely and trust the vibe. Your ears are the ruler. Now velocity design. This is the human engine. Main kick and main snare, high velocities. Ghosts low, but not invisible. You want them to be felt as rhythm, not just as noise. Offbeat hats medium, with small variation. If your velocity is flat, the groove is flat, even if the timing is great. Next, we build the parallel workflow inside the drum rack using drum rack returns, not mixer sends. That's a big workflow upgrade, because everything stays recallable inside the instrument. Inside the drum rack, create three return chains. Name them crunch, air, and optionally smack. Then on each pad, use the send knobs to feed specific slices into those returns. For example, you might send snares and hats to crunch more than kicks, and send mostly snare and top end to air. This is where you start acting like a break engineer, not just a beat maker. Now, one extra coaching concept that will save you hours: decide who owns the transient. Pick one lane to be the transient authority. Usually that's your clean lane, or the smack lane if you're using it. Then you keep crunch and air slightly softer or slower so they don't blur the attack. Quick test. Mute the clean lane. If the break still feels punchy, your parallels are stealing the transient, and you need to back them off or change their timing and filtering. Let's build lane A, the clean and main break sound. On the drum rack master chain, or your clean track if you separated it, add EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB slope. Just removing useless sub-rumble. If it's muddy, try a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz. Small, don't carve the life out. Then add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8%. Boom, usually off for breaks because your sub and bass line should own sub. Transients plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on how chopped your break is. If the top end gets fizzy, use damp. The goal is simple. The clean lane stays readable and punchy. It's the spine. Now return A. Crunch parallel. This is the classic jungle grit, but controlled. First device. Auto filter. Set it to bandpass. Start around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. The whole point is to distort a focused band, not the full spectrum, so you get character without turning the low mids into soup. Next, add roar if you're in Live 12 or saturator if you want simpler. In roar, pick a style like warm, noise or dirt depending on how aggressive you want it. Drive it moderately. Don't flatten the break. And use roar's dynamic section to keep it from exploding. If you're using saturator, analog clip mode, drive 3 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Then add a compressor to get that crushed movement. Ratio 6 to 1 up to 10 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still snaps. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on the groove. Aim for 5 to 12 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is parallel, so it can beat extreme, but you still want it to breathe. Then EQ 8 again. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz to keep low end phase stable and clean. And if it bites, tame around 3 to 6 kHz. Blend it in quietly. You want it felt as density, not heard as oh there's the distorted break. A good starting mindset is, if you mute crunch and the beat suddenly feels smaller, great. If you mute crunch and the beat suddenly feels cleaner in a good way, you probably had too much. Now return B, air and room. This is how you get depth without washing out transients. Start with a Q8 and high pass hard, like 400 to 800 Hz. We're keeping room out of the low mids. Then hybrid reverb. Algorithmic mode usually works best for jungle rooms. Small size, decay around 0.25 to 0.6 seconds, pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Push early reflections up, and because it's a return, set wet to 100%. Then auto filter again, either a high pass or a tilt to keep it bright, but controlled. Then utility, set width around 120 to 160%, but be careful. Width is addictive. Keep mono compatibility in mind. Trim gain so it sits behind the break. And here's a deeper trick. In hybrid reverb, try thinking early reflection slap, not reverb tail. Bias toward early reflections, keep decay short, filter aggressively. That gives depth cues, while staying fast enough for 170 plus BPM edits. Return C, optional smack. If you feel like your break lost bite after processing, this lane brings back transient pop without you having to over-EQ the main break. Put drum bus with transients plus 20 to plus 40. Drive low, like 0 to 3%. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8, high pass 200 to 400 Hz. If you need it, a small shelf up from 8 to 10 kHz. Blend this extremely quietly. This is seasoning. If you obviously hear it, it's probably too loud. Now let's control the whole drum bus, so it behaves as one instrument. On the drum rack output or a drum group bus, add EQ 8 first for tiny cleanup only. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. And aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Then saturator for final density. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then a limiter as a safety. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Ideally it only catches occasional peaks, like 0 to 1 dB of gain reduction. A key principle, if you're already clipping tastefully in roar or saturator earlier, the limiter should barely work. If the limiter is working hard, you're probably shaving off the very transients that make jungle feel alive. Now, a super important groove and FX interaction note. Groove strength isn't only timing in the groove pool. It's timing plus the release times of your compressors. If your parallel compressor release is too long, it will iron out the push-pull you created with micro-timing. At 172 BPM, you want compression movement that returns before the next meaningful hit, often around a 1/16th to 1/8th note feel. So if the groove feels weirdly flat, check release times before you redraw your MIDI. Let's talk about phase and low-end design, because parallel chains can hollow things out if you're careless. Keep your low-end phase stable by design. On your drum bus, use EQ 8 in M/S mode and do a gentle side low cut around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the low body centered while your air return can be wide. And if you widen anything, widen above the snare crack region, not below it. Also, be careful with any heavy look-ahead processes on parallel chains. They can introduce latency and weirdness. If it suddenly sounds hollow, simplify the parallel chains, reduce extreme EQ curves, and reassess. Now arrangement. because jungle isn't just a loop, it's validation density. Build an 8-bar loop with evolving edits. Bars 1 and 2. Establish the pocket, core groove. Bars 3 and 4. Add 1 or 2 late ghost hits, maybe a small fill at the end of bar 4. Bars 5 and 6. Introduce an answer phrase, like swapping one snare slice, or a little roll. Bars 7 and 8. Heavier fill into the loop restart. Classic callback energy. For drop tactics, 1 bar before the drop, automate crunch up by 2 to 4 dB, then snap it back on the drop for contrast. At the drop, remove the room for the first 4 bars so it hits dry and direct, then bring the air back to widen it, and every 16 bars, resample a fill and reverse it or repitch it for signature ear candy. Here's a particularly nasty, effective drop impact trick. Momentary mono plus dry. For the first 1 to 2 bars, pull air near zero and narrow your drum boss with utility to like 0 to 40% width. Then slowly reintroduce width. The contrast makes the groove feel bigger when stereo returns. Now let's commit. The pro move. Resampling. Once the break feels right, create a new audio track called Break Resampled. Set its input to resampling. Record 16 to 32 bars of your drum bus output. Now you can arrange like a record. Warp it as audio for edits. Add micro stutters with clip fades or tiny repeats. Make one-shot fills for transitions. And here's an advanced workflow upgrade. Resample in 2 passes. Print one version that is clean only, no parallels. Then print a full effects version with crunch and air. Layer those 2 audio files in arrangement and automate crossfades between them. That lets you control density like a producer, without constantly retweaking synth knobs. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the classic pain, overswinging everything. If kicks and main snares are too late, it won't roll. It'll stumble, distorting full band on the parallel. Crunch should be band focused or it'll become harsh and muddy. Too much reverb. Jungle breaks need articulation, so keep room subtle and filtered. Overgluing. More than 3 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the drum blue often kills the break's life. And the big one. Parallel phase weirdness. If it gets hollow, simplify and recheck what's being widened and what's being filtered. This audio version is shortened for playback.